Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. Well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are here today with our co-host Lolita from the chat room. Hello, Lolita.
Hello. Hello, everyone out there.
Yes, hello everyone out there. It looks like we're going to have a great show today. We already have quite a few callers in the queue. And just as a note, as always, for those of you that would like a private reading where the rates are very affordable, please visit HowPsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com. All right, well, for those of you that would like to be in the chat room, we have Lolita over there, co-host 9961 today, and you will be able to chat with her. And for those of you that cannot call in to ask your question, you can ask your question with Lolita from the chat room. And we will try and answer it to the best of our ability on air live for you. We are going to be taking callers with questions on different topics within their lives today, as usual, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Once more, we're taking one question per caller and one part questions only, please. All right, our first caller for today is coming under the area code 817. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You should be live and on air. Hello. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. My name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Your name's Brandy. Nice to meet you, Brandy. And no problem.
Yeah.
How may we help you?
Yeah, I was just curious when y'all could see a move coming my way.
Okay. Let's see here. Yes, Brandy, I actually do see a move coming your way, okay? I feel that this move is not going to be so quick. It's not going to be any time this month from what I can tell. But it should be around the anywhere between the beginning to the middle of next month, which, mind you, is the first month of the new year. I believe that this move is going to be wonderful for you because it is going to provide a much more affordable home, and it is going to be in a little bit better of an area where I see you excelling and having the motivation and the proper environment to excel, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, Brandy, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. Bye. All right, good night.
Bye. All right. Our next caller for today is going to be coming under the area code 703. All right, caller, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. And may I have your name and question, please?
My name is Adrian, and I was wondering, I was wondering if you saw any, romance coming in my life, like any kind of permanent or long-term romance between my life.
Okay. Well, Adrian, I'm sensing that you're just tired of that man that seems to have been stringing you along forever now without any signs of commitment himself. And I feel that there is something coming along that is going to be much more permanent and much more sufficing, or let me just say this, much more rewarding, okay? And I feel this happening sometime right after Christmas, before the beginning of New Year, okay? I feel this happening somewhere around the 29th, to about the 31st.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wonderful.
So
well, thank you. No problem.
Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. You too. All right. Well, for those of you that are calling in today, we're going to take just a minute and try and test something out here, which we don't normally do on the show. Lolita, do you see the buttons from the from where our callers are?
Yes.
Okay. The button that we need for our next caller will be the one that does not have the X over the microphone symbol. Would you mind announcing our next caller and bringing them on, please?
Okay. I'm afraid I'm going to hang up, though, because it's not...
Okay.
It's not going to let me bring them on. Hold on. Let me see if I can try it. I see it right now. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller from 310. Do we have you on air?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Who are we speaking to?
I'm good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. May we have your name and your question, please?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I was wondering if you had any insight in the relationship area for me.
Okay, Susan. And just give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and tune in. And by the way, good job, Lo. Thank you.
Thank you, welcome.
All right. All right, Susan, there is a couple of different messages coming out here for you. Yes, there is going to be blessings coming your way in the sense of romance, love, and relationships. I feel that all the relationships you have been in so far obviously have led nothing but to dead ends. And most of the people that I feel have come in and out of your life have been of the needy sort. Not so much where they're clingy, but they just need, and they only call when it's convenient for them. I believe that this is all about to change within the coming year for you. I am actually seeing love and relationships developing in your life around the hold on, okay, let me get the timeline out because I'm seeing this and I'm just trying to pinpoint the month. Okay, February, anywhere between the 6th and the 7th is when I see you meeting this new individual that is going to be wonderful in your life. The second message that's coming through is that you've been having some thoughts about career path and finances. This is a question that you've held in your mind for quite some time, but not necessarily asking today. Well, you're going to get this question finally answered. Yes,
okay.
It is time for that change to happen, and that change is going to happen. Now, here is the funny part, okay? The beginning to about anywhere between the 3rd of January and the 17th, okay, is where I see you getting a new opportunity career-wise and financially. I feel that's going to unfold for you. However, that's not the only one. The first one, that would be the second, the first one that's going to come in is going to be between the 26th and the 27th of this month. Oddly enough, still right around Christmas or right after, okay? And I feel that this first one you're going to take because it's going to be good, but it's only going to be temporary. And that's what's going to open up the doorway to the second one. So you're going to find the second one through the first one, okay? And
okay.
The first one, while it is only temporary, it is going to be well worth it financially as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, I see you working with small groups, not very large groups, but I see you working with small groups of people with the first one, okay?
Okay.
Second one, I don't have enough information on yet, but it's there.
Awesome. Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you
wonderful.
So much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays, Adam.
You too.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is going to be coming under the area code 506. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. How about yourself?
Great. I'm Stacy, and just like the other two callers, I was wondering what you see in regards to romance and the news coming in.
Okay, sounds like the theme of the day.
Yeah, cool.
Give me one moment, and let me check out what's happening for you in that area here.
Sure.
March, honey, March. March is going to blossom in the way of love and romance. Now, with you, I feel that there is someone still lingering around, but you're not quite sure. I mean, like, okay, you've tried to move on from them, you've tried to dismiss them from your mind, but you're still finding it a little hard to do. They've pissed you off several times, but because you do naturally love them, you kind of forgive and forget, which is not very easy to do. I feel this person coming around in the next few weeks and trying to do a little better, but I really see it blossoming around March. So I don't think it's over with, honey.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking it was over. But you think he's going to come back and it'll start to go in March, start to blossom?
Yes, he is going to come back. Now, sweetie, you seem to be very psychically inclined here. Are you clairvoyant by chance?
No, I wish. That would help me.
Okay. Because I see a lot of gift in you, and I feel like you have a gift with the connection with the other world or the other side. Okay? Yeah, you've gotten lots of messages for others, but it's come in under very odd and weird circumstances and very few and far between, in a sense. But it's like you've gotten a lot because they're so large when they do come in. I feel here that there has always been a struggle with you being able to see what's on the other side for you, like if there's any other messages out there on the other side for you. And I'm trying to tell you that the only message is that you do have guardians and you do have guides on the other side. They've been with you the whole time, but you've always had a good sense of being in the knowing, and you've always had a good sense at manifestation. Although, like all the rest of us that try and master it, we do struggle from time to time.
Yeah, definitely.
Huh. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would like to add onto that is, by you knowing that you do have many gifts, just know that they only come in time when you're ready for it. So, you know, like I always tell all the callers, while you guys are waiting for this great partner to come in your life, I definitely would take some steps back and really learn on, you know, how to grow spiritually and really get to know, to be in the knowing and just dealing with a lot of, you know, past issues, emotions, and you'll find yourself having things come in your life easily and actually be in the knowing and listening to your guides and angels and whatever messages you have. And just know that everything that you do is, you know, comes in different forms and messages. But that your gifts do come in when you're ready. So just know that since you're waiting on a partner, I would really start off with 2012 being about you. Until you treat yourself the highest, best for yourself, whether and it's emotionally, physically, mentally, everything, spiritually, just realize that that's the person that you're going to attract in your life. So what I would do is get yourself together, fix and acknowledge a lot of things that you would like to be in a better position, and just know that the person that comes within your life is actually equal. So the messages that Adam just given you about your abilities, I would really, really listen to that. But understand that only comes when you start working on yourself and when you walk those steps and understand challenges and, you know, understand message. It's a long process. I'm going through that, so it doesn't come overnight. And if you want to grow spiritually, that's my just suggestion, is really start within yourself in 2012. 2012 is a very big year for everybody. It's going to awaken everyone in spirituality. And so I would really take advantage of that and be that light
yes.
worker that we all
yes.
are out here. Instead of, you know, worrying about different things, I would really get to a certain place in life that you can actually just say and know and help and heal others. But it only comes in when you do the work yourself first.
Okay. Do you have any, like, books or websites or anything that you can go to that would help, like, someone?
Okay.
Well, let me tell you what I've been. Adam is my mentor. He's been
okay.
my mentor for about a year and a half. I do what I do on my side. I Google. I listen to every single host on Blog Talk. I learn. I listen. You'll just be guided to different people when you're ready to receive it. Google is the best thing. You know, start with reading The Secret, reading the Law
yes,
of Attraction. Then read
yeah.
it again.
I don't know if I've read that one yet, but I have read The Secret. That's kind of interesting.
Right. Read that again.
Personally, I would suggest for you Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Okay. You can find it on audiobook. You can find it on regular hardcover, you know, whatever you prefer. I feel that the audio for me and a lot of other people seems to be the best way of working it into your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, because you can listen to it while you're doing so many other different tasks. And that is one of the books that I would strongly recommend. And I think that would be a good start for you. And also, I am a mentor for a lot of people, including Lo. And Lo is actually my apprentice, so she'll be, you know, doing my job one day. But in the meantime, if you would like, my services as a teacher and a guru for you are available through our website, okay? And the service is pretty cheap. It's a $35 fee for a month, for each month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool. Internet is good. Internet and books are good.
Sorry,
oh, yeah. Internet and books are really good, yes.
Okay. Well, it's good. I have a starting point. I know where I can start at least. Get some good books.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Perfect.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Blessings
thank
to your
you.
Journey, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. You have a good day.
No
you
problem.
Too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller should be coming under the area code 917, but before we bring you on air, I have a shout-out for Skating Angel over in the chat room. Love the name, darling. Love the name. Just wanted to say that. Anyway, next caller, 917. You'll be live and on air. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hi, this is Ellen, and guess what? I'm in the chat room as Skating Angel.
Hey, Ellen.
Oh, wonderful.
Good to hear your
voice.
It's Lolita. I always see you. We're always seeing each other on different chats.
Oh, you're Lolita.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I'm Lolita, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, nice to put a voice to a name.
Likewise, yes.
Good. Yes, here too. All right, well, how may we help you, Ellen?
Can you give me some insight as to 2012? If you pick up anything, that's great, but one thing, make sure it's good news. I'm sorry, I don't think I can take any more bad news.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't see any bad news here.
Okay, great.
Yes, I actually see a lot of good news for you on two different levels. And you're not asking about romance today, so I like that, but I am going to go into that for you in a minute. The first thing is that the new business venture that you're going to be trying to unfold next year, and you're already beginning to work on it now, I believe is going to be very successful for you.
No, I don't have anything in the works right now. I thought about something last year, but I just got no traction with it, so it's in mothball.
Uh-huh. It's what?
I had some ideas earlier this year, But I couldn't get any traction, couldn't get anything going with it. And I wondered, anyway, so I just kind of put it aside, and I'm not going to work on that anymore. I think it's kind of a dead end.
Okay, well, there's something here about you going into a new business venture that is going to be very successful. I'm seeing you having a lot of different strings to pull because it's just going to kind of fall right into place, right into your lap, and it's something that you've already tried to look at or already tried to do. Okay, so maybe this whole thing where now you've released it, it's going to come to you.
That would be great.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And the next thing is that romance has been quite a bit of a struggle for you and very frustrating because it seems to me that the man you did have in your life had a whole bunch of drama, honey.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Hello, you're out of the woods. It ain't gonna happen no more. There is a much better situation coming up romantically for you within the second month. I don't know where in the second month of the new year, but the second month, okay? I see that unfolding. I see that. I see a lotus and a rose inside of the lotus. So I'm feeling like romance is just going to be like, it's spiritually driven into your life at that time. It's going to be, you know, basically by divine right. Okay?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Do I know this person already?
Actually, I am feeling like this is someone completely brand new, to be honest with you.
That's fine. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And,
I was going to say, I asked for good news and I got it.
Yeah, well, you're getting it today, all right. I feel that you're doing well. You're on the right track. You know everything you need to know so far. You've gotten a lot of messages that have pointed you in the direction that you've needed to go in, and you're trying to implement them to the best of your ability, and you're doing well. You know, the message from the heavens right now, hey, you're doing a good job. Don't get discouraged. You're almost out of the woods. We're not quite there, but you're almost there.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. I have been getting messages. Okay, this is the odd thing. Today and a couple of days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, I found 28, you know, out on my walks. Oh, I see a quarter, I pick it up. I see a penny, I pick it up. And by the end of my walk, I've collected 28 cents. And that happened to me, as I said, a few days ago and again today. So I looked up angel numbers. And it's clear to me that 28 is supposed to be a message for me. I mean, isn't that kind of a freaky thing to pick up 28 cents 2 days like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. And I also had a dream with, again, 28 in it. So I am getting messages. And they're trying to tell me, keep the faith. It's hard, though. It's been hard. Receiving this message from you helps. It really helps. Try to keep the faith.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is wonderful because that in turn symbolizes a blessing, okay? Not only on the physical prosperity level, but also on the level of romance, success, and abundance in your own life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, what has your... I'm not done with you. I'm going to spend more time on you here because I'm vibing off of you right now really strongly. What was the dream that you had that was so bizarre?
Oh, no, it was just that 28 cents happened also in it. I saw it on the ground, quarter and three pennies. And it was just kind of confirming 28 something.
But I keep seeing that you either had a dream or a message of a new home.
No.
Like you were in a new place.
If I had it, I don't remember it. I had a dream about drawing some a picture in the colors and so forth, and then framing it. But I don't remember anything regarding a home.
Okay. Maybe you're creating a new atmosphere for yourself. That's what that would symbolize. All right, well, I just had to get that out because I kept seeing that and didn't know exactly what it was. All I kept seeing was you inside of this beautiful golden house. Not yellow, but like golden. It had like a goldish tint to it. It's really cool, this vision that I'm seeing. So
you know,
I'm seeing a whole new atmosphere.
That sounds wonderful because I really do have to find a new place to live, and maybe that's what's telling me my next place would be wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
could
be true, yeah. Especially with the 28 coming back-to-back, and that symbolizes numerology as one. So just look forward to a new beginning. That's how I would take it. I don't have a Doreen Virtue number book, but there's got to be a meaning.
Oh, it is. I've looked it up. 28 is money comes to you as you keep the faith that you, your loved ones, and your beautiful life purpose are all fully supported by heaven. So it's
there you
again,
go.
A message. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to pick up the next call, Adam. I want to see how it goes.
Okay, give me one moment, Lo. Did you find the way to do that?
No, but their person's off the air now, so we're good.
Okay. Or was that just harassment?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Lo.
Okay, I have area code 503 on the line. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Shannon, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Shannon. How are you doing today, and what area in Pennsylvania are you from?
I'm calling from Warren. I'm really not supposed to be in Pennsylvania right now. I should be out west. So,
yeah.
I have...
I keep seeing California or Arizona. I don't know which of the two, but I keep seeing those two areas.
Okay, I'm supposed to actually go to Idaho. Okay, could you tell me about the significant other in myself?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I am going to be very honest with you, okay? The first thing I feel is that there is a lot of dynamic between the two of you, okay? I am seeing that there's a connection there, but I'm also seeing like there's an area of abuse, and I don't know where that gets placed in this.
Okay. I would say that, and he gets angry, he verbally lashes out.
Okay, because I don't know if it's with a significant other or if it's with the, you know, person from the past, but I'm kind of feeling like there was abuse and that this person, I'm sorry?
That would be my family. I went through that ordeal last night with the cops and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I got attacked. I'm actually trying to find a place to live with my two children right now. It's been chaotic, but yes, I'm supposed to actually be in Idaho with my significant other and kind of got held up with some things here in Pennsylvania.
Okay. St. Michael's with you. The good Lord has sent him your way. And I feel that there is going to be good resolve. Okay. Why do I see lack of funds?
Yes, I'm in a financial struggle right now.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. You're going to get a miracle. I don't say this to a lot of people on here, but you're going to get a miracle. Okay? And this miracle is going to come in the simplest and yet most profound way. You're going to get a helping hand from an area that you would never expect it to come from.
Okay.
I feel that the relationship will blossom, and I feel that you will finally be safe.
Okay. The relationship with Michael that I have will blossom. Everything will be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because he's planning on moving to Idaho to build a healing center. So when you said California, Arizona, that's not exactly where.
Okay, where that's okay, though. Sometimes I'm a little bit off with the geographical location, but you might end up going in that direction down the road years later. You know, it might expand from being just in one place to being in several.
Okay. Well, I just left Oregon, so that's close to California. So you're right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Have any idea when we will be able to see each other again? I mean, it's been a month.
I think you may.
I know
have
it'll be soon, but I don't see the exact timeline. Go ahead, Lil.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but just. Don't worry about the time frame. It will just know and it's going to happen. If you have Archangel Michael, he's going to make it happen, but you're going to have trust. So light a white candle every night and just have faith that you're going to get there. And it's timing when you're supposed to go there. And it may not be timing to resolve some issues where you're at in Pennsylvania. So just know that.
Mm-hmm.
If it was time,
yep.
if the three of you can get on a bus ticket, and get on Greyhound to go to Idaho if that was the case, you know? To just know that the reason why there's delays is because there's things that you may need to solve in Pennsylvania.
Yes,
oh,
there
yeah.
is. There's fines and everything. My oldest son got himself in trouble. I don't know if he's going
there
to...
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
This situation with my family. I originally went out to Oregon. I was supposed to be out there for a week to 2 weeks at most. When I got out there, my mom had really pulled a lot of things with Children's Services. I came back to get my kids and go back out, and it's just been a chaotic mess. It's greatly impacted my relationship. It's greatly impacted my relationship with my children. And now we had the cops involved last night and everything because I said enough. I'm done being hit and abused and manipulated, and, you know, enough was enough. I just couldn't do it anymore. So I'm in that situation without having a job, and I have been putting in applications left and right, trying to get things back in order, get a place with my kids and everything, and move forward with my life.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spirit. Family, a great spiritual family. I do not have a blood family. It's been too long, too much. I think I broke the cycle last night,
yeah.
quite honestly. And
you have. You have. I'm listening to you, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you have, sweetie. And there's a lot that I could be saying right now. But I'm holding back because there's a lot that I could say, but really isn't appropriate for over the air right now. You have had a breakthrough. And, sweetie, you have gone through hell and high water, okay? But it's over. It's over. You were finally able to make the stand that you needed to make.
And just understand that you got a long ways to go for a journey. So you have a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You may have broken the cycle, but there's things that you still must learn from this stuff that you're going. And don't look at it as being like you're being the person that's being harped on or going through all these. Just know that we all have things that we must go through to get to that next destination. So
just take care of what you need to take care of, handle your business, and mm-hmm. when that time comes, you will move. But don't, you cannot get a time on this when you're going to be moving. Just know that it's going to happen in divine order. If you're going to be really spiritual, it happens in divine order. It's not going to happen now. You got to handle business where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
I have a huge issue with trust, and that's impacted my relationship, and that was the reason why I brought that up in the midst of all the stuff that I'm going through, is because, quite honestly, I'm afraid to get hurt and be lied to. I mean, he's 3,500 miles away, and, you know,
well,
it
then
was...
Just understand that, I don't mean to cut you off, we're going to have to definitely take the next caller, but just know that if you're going to fear and not trust, that means you're not supposed to be in that relationship. So I think you need to start trusting within yourself and getting to that point where you trust yourself and believe in everything happens and you're totally guided. And when you take care of yourself, the next step will come. But if you're not trusting mm-hmm. in anybody else, there's no need for you to be in a relationship at this point.
Okay. Well, I did trust him. It's just, you know, he's angry at me because I didn't press harassment charges on my sister last night. So
this is your issue. This is your issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not his.
Not
mm-hmm.
his. He cannot handle your issue like you cannot handle your children's issues when they do grow up. We all must handle our own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is your path, not his path.
Yeah. Sure. I'm just going to say one last thing for you here, okay? Just, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't be in a loving, healthy relationship with him or that can't blossom. What it means is that, yes, it can be, and you can be in a healthy, loving relationship with him, but you have to go on faith. And,
yeah.
yes, you're having a hard time with that. But, you know, you may have broken the cycle itself last night. Now you have to break your own cycle of distrust with people. Okay? It is time for you to have faith that if God sees that this is good, then God will provide a way. And you will have faith that if this is not healthy for you, then it will be taken away and what is healthy for you will be placed in your life. Okay? But I see your means and your transportation being provided for through the miracles that are going to be taking place in your life. Okay? I do suggest that you get in contact with me. I will do you for a free 10-minute reading, which is a very rare offer. Just go to the Contact Us page on the website, and you will find my phone number. Use that phone number to call me, and I will discuss this further with you for 10 minutes for free, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful Christmas, and love and light
you
to you
all.
Same to you,
love
hon.
And light.
Thank you.
Blessings. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, well,
I want
you to go ahead and do it. You're
okay.
going to do the microphone with the circle and the line
right.
through it to end out the last.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Hold on. Hello, area code 757. We have you on air. State your name and the place you're calling from.
Virginia, and my name is Cookie.
Hey, Cookie, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Yes. Hello, Cookie.
Hi.
Good.
I had a question for you guys. If you can speak
mm-hmm.
up anything about my relationship or my finances.
Okay.
Which one do you want
better? Relationship.
Okay. Just give me one moment. I'm going to take this time to tune in here. Okay. Are you currently close to someone? I kind of feel like you're close to someone already. There is some issues with it, and there's concerns about a person else, another person in their lives.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about, you know, my relationship. Is he, you know, we just got over a big issue about him cheating. So basically
mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if, you know, he's going to do right this time, or am I going to be meeting someone else?
He's going to try his best to do right this time. I don't think that he's going to repeat it anytime soon. I will make you aware that there are times where a person, after a while of doing very good, could end up relapsing, okay, in that aspect. But I see him giving it his best possible shot. He really did feel horrible afterwards, okay? So he's not necessarily lying to you. Was it someone that he knew? Yes, it was. Okay. However, I will tell you this. Be careful, because even if he never does it again in his entire lifetime to you, you know, there will always be that seed of resentment within you for what he's done. And it's going to take a long time for him to earn that trust back. I feel he will do his best to do that, but it's going to take a while.
Okay, so you do see us staying together?
Yes.
Get married kind of thing?
Well, marriage is not something I can see right now, because it's going to take a lot to get there now.
Yeah. Yeah, because okay.
You can have it. It just depends on how you were just released that. At the end of the day, every couple does something wrong, whether it be you or him at the end of the day. But if you're going to keep holding on to that, you can actually delay everything. So we do have the power of expediting stuff, but as humans, a lot of egos get in the way, and we keep harping on that. But it's your choice at the end of the day, hon. You have a free will to forgive, and it's okay. Everything is not green on the other side. I'm going to talk to you in a realistic way. I mean, he may have done that, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a time when you're going to go wrong. He is not perfect, nor you are perfect. So either you accept it, you forgive him, and you move on. Because if not, you're just going to keep thinking, and you're going to get into more battles. But if you want marriage, you can make that happen. But it's only going to happen when you let go of that thought in your mind.
Yes.
Okay, so you, okay, I try every day. I try every day, and, you know, I'm just hoping that I don't want to waste any more of my time, because we've been together since we were teenagers, and I just don't want to waste any more time, if he's going to do it again in the future. I'm done.
Never look at time as a waste of time. That's actually kind of negative. You take every relationship, because you may go through 3 or 4 more relationships. It doesn't matter when you first met him. We're all destined to be with somebody certain times, because there's lessons that we must learn from that. So never think of anything as a waste of time. I take that in a negative fashion. Everything that we do is for a purpose and a reason. If you keep thinking that in your mind, you're always going to be 10 steps back. It is what it is.
Yeah, and that's how I'm living now. I'm kind of trying to live like that, you know. It is what it is. If he does it, okay, you know, whatever. I'm just going to go on with my life, you know. But I'm just, you know, you say you don't see him doing it in the future, or he just...
No, I don't really see him doing it in the future, honey. I see him doing his best to not repeat that cycle, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to take it one step at a time, hon, just like Lowe says, you know. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that you said he knew him, because he told me that he didn't know the person.
No, he did know him. He just told you that to ease the impact on you.
Am I going to be affected in the future by this person, or
if you allow it to?
Not that I can see, honey. Not that I can see. But just, you know, right now the best thing to do is to put the past out of your mind.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, because the more you fear something like that happening again, the more we're giving it opportunity to manifest.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
Like versus like. You cannot think that way. It's the law of attraction rule.
I'm not, and that's why I'm calling you guys, just to know. You know what I mean?
I guess. You're going to do better. You are.
Yeah, and just to know, so I can do better, you know. I don't know. I'm just hoping. That kind of irritates me that he told me that lie, like, oh, he didn't know them, and, you know, it was just a thing with his buddies. And I'm like, really? You know, who does mm-hmm. that? But, you know, if he's not talking to that person anymore, then that was it just a fling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, I think that you shouldn't really dwell on the details
yeah.
on it. The only important thing in this one is it's the trust factor. It doesn't matter who,
yeah.
how, when it was, okay? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It starts with you. So you need to start forgiving yourself and forgiving him.
Yeah.
And just keep going. Because at the end of the day, you have free will, so does he. We have no control
yeah,
of anyone.
That's exactly
mm-hmm.
right. That's exactly right, and that's what I'm saying. That kind of leads to my second question about the finances. If I decide to leave this relationship
okay.
alone.
Not to interrupt you, sweetie.
Yeah.
But we do need
we
to
have a
move
lot of
on for other
caller.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys so
okay.
much for taking my call. Really
you're welcome, hon. Have a good journey on that.
No
okay,
problem.
Thank
you.
Blessings, too. All right. You want to bring the next caller on? Hold on.
Okay, well.
Area code 323, we have you on live, and state your name and your place where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Yvette, calling
hey.
From California.
Hey, Yvette.
Yes, hello, Yvette, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Can
okay.
I ask just for general, whatever you're getting from
actually,
the
actually, we only do specific questions on the air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do spiritual? With spiritual development?
Okay. Yes, we can. Yvette.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, Yvette, well, you have been cutting cords left and right. I am also seeing a lot of soul retrieval that you've been doing consciously and subconsciously. A little more subconsciously than consciously, but still the same. You know it's there. I feel that spiritually you are ascending right now and you are doing well with your ascension. However, I do see that you have a lack of resources of information for that, and most of the information you're acquiring right now is through your own intuition and your own self-guided meditations in a sense. Not that you're formally sitting down and trying to meditate, but that you're going through what's known as the epiphany stages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you are well on your way to fully developing your gifts of insight. I believe that you're well on your way to learning how to deal with your ability to sense when otherworldly beings are around us, okay?
Definitely.
Okay. I feel that your mediumship skills are growing, and you're still having a little bit of difficulty trying to filter it out. As you do know, we can never completely turn it off, but we can filter it so it doesn't impact us quite as much. Okay. I feel that you're doing a good job with that, but I would suggest a bit of training. So if you want to get training from either myself on the website or from someone that you feel attracted to through other means, then, you know, that is what I would suggest for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm ready.
All right, wonderful. And by the way, finances the upcoming year are going to be spectacular, okay?
Wow, thanks.
No problem, thank you.
Are they coming through work or are they going to come through some other means? Like,
it's actually from both places. It's going to be from another source of means as well as through the current job. Although the current job right now seems to be more of a dead end.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. And what is your name?
All right. And my name is Reverend Adam.
Reverend, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Thanks. Thank you.
I want to take this area. Yes, please do.
Don't hang up on me. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. I have this area code on the phone. I don't know if we missed him or not, so let me bring him on call on air.
Okay. Well, what we're going to need to do is take a short break. So if you want to play
okay.
some of the music and mute us both temporarily, we need to take a short break for about 5 minutes.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Adam.
All right, we should be back and on air now.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I had a emergency to take care of real quick.
No problem. I'm going to break 5621. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Area code 562, we have you on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Steven, California.
Steven, did I miss you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't know if you were listening. I know you were on hold for a while, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I only decided to press one recently.
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. I've been singing with this group for the past several months in a restaurant, but recently I was told that the group's going to be instrumental, so I'm no longer needed. And I'm just wondering if that decision was coming from the owner or from the member of the group, because he said it was from the owner, but I don't know.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to tune in.
Steven, you know who this is, right?
Lolita. But call me
yeah.
Steve, please.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
Hello.
It was so weird. It was so weird that you were on the show.
This was actually from the member of the group.
That's what I thought.
But I do believe that the member was so confident in that they're stating it as coming from the owner, because the member it's coming from does have a lot of pull with the owner.
Right, right. And they said it verbally and in email, too. Do you know the reason? Oh. I mean, I thought we got along and everything.
I don't really know what the reason is. I apologize for that, but I think there was just something about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steven?
Okay. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
I got the same sense, too. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to pick your objective opinion, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm confirming what you're feeling here, Steven, because while you are gifted, you're right on with that one. Mm-hmm. It was the member of the group.
Okay.
Steve,
can I stay on and listen?
Yeah, you can. But
sure.
Let me tell you something, Steve, since I kind of know you. But just think of it as a good thing and making you
right.
push to go out and do better things.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter the reasoning. So start
exactly.
shifting your focus on that and say, okay, it's a done deal. It is what it is. And it, like
right.
Adam said, your gift is. So just focus on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about doing that anyways. So the universe kind of pushed me anyway, so that's good.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't like it the way it comes in, but you just got to just keep it, making it thinking positive all the time. That's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Arihan, we'll talk to you later.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Steven, hold on. Lo, don't cancel him out just yet. There
okay.
is a message of a new opportunity coming your way, Steven. And this message is trying to tell me that in about 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks and 2 days, you're going to have another opportunity that shows up financially in your life. And
Ooh.
I kind of see, like, big time. You know what
Good.
I mean?
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that three vibration with me, Adam. In dreams, I see it's in threes. Things happen in threes with me
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. I'm getting 3 weeks, and the 2 days is really supposed to be like if it takes any longer, you know. But three
okay.
weeks, I see something really good, and it's going to be big time. Has New York occurred to you?
Yes, for like decades.
I see you going to New York. And
oh,
I see a lot of success in New York.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I called.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, I'm going to share with the people out here listening to our show today that sometimes as a healer, a reverend, minister, psychic, whatever you want to call it, I'm just basically the all-in-one here, we have an issue at some times with absorbing, not speaking about Stephen or anyone directly here, just in a general purpose today. We have the ability sometimes to absorb a lot of negative energy or even take the impact of stuff for people, okay, that might have negative energy on them, might have bad juju from somewhere else, whatever the case is. And when we take that impact, it's almost like we become very ill, we become very sick. And sometimes it only lasts for a few minutes. Sometimes it can be lasting for a few days. It varies depending upon the impact and the amount of whatever it is that we have taken in. And I wanted to apologize for the break that we had to take earlier because I was experiencing something very much like that.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. So the reason I'm sharing this also is because I feel there is someone out there right now that's either listening or calling into this show who has had nothing but trouble after trouble, nothing but impact after impact of just sheer bad luck. Everywhere they've gone, everything they've tried to do, love, romance, finances, health, something is blocking them from success. And if you're out there and listening, please call in if you're not already called in, and we will try and bring you on air as soon as we can get to you. Okay, Lo?
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, area code 209, we have you on air. Please state your name and the state that you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Marjorie, and I'm from California.
Hey, Marjorie.
Hello, Marjorie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Okay, my question was, do you see me moving back to Los Angeles?
Okay. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I feel that the move to Los Angeles, you're moving back to Los Angeles. Yes, that's going to happen. In fact, I believe there's a major reason for this, but then there's also kind of a minor. Okay? One is due to finances. The other one is simply due to, I believe, you missing Los Angeles. Or different aspects of it.
Yeah. The financial, what do you mean? Is there like a job coming up or something? Or
yeah, I feel that there is a job coming your way, and it is going to be back in Los Angeles. In fact, it's the next step in your career path.
Okay, because there was a job that, I mean, I had an interview yesterday. It was a phone interview. Do you see that like as a good thing, or what do you think?
Yes, I do. I see that as a good thing, and I feel that you should be able to expect a phone call back from them, offering you the job.
Okay, that'd be good.
Mhm. In fact, I think they might just come back with a little bit higher of an offer than you're anticipating. Okay. Second of all, this is not the only offer you're going to get. I believe that there is going to be another place that might be a little more financially lucrative as well for you.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking I wouldn't be able to go back unless it was something I can help financially work out for me.
Yes, financially it will be working out for you.
Okay, that sounds good. So that's
new. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, Marjorie.
No problem.
Good night.
Ready? Just two more callers. All right, let's see here. All right, we have area code 718. We have you on air. Please state your name and the state that you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Celine, and I'm calling. Hello, can you hear me?
We can barely hear you, darling.
My name is Celine, and I'm calling from New York. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello, Celine.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Could be better, though.
Okay, Celine. I'm going to ask you a series of questions here before I let you get yours in. Just bear with me. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love and romance has been very peculiar for you in the past 3 years, correct?
No, I haven't been, you know, involved, you know. Relationship.
Yeah.
I haven't been in any relationship.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
because I'm seeing that in the love and romance area, there's been a bit of struggle for the past 3 years. And I'm feeling that that's about to take off for you in the next 2 weeks. Actually, it's
two
one
weeks.
And a half, but I'm adding. Yeah. I'm adding an extra half a week. I believe this is someone that is actually pretty new, but you have known them in the past. You just didn't really know them very well.
Really?
So it's someone, it's more or less someone that you knew of. Okay? And I feel you running into this person. You're going to really get to know this person on a friendship level to begin with. As that progresses, you're going to find a very deep attraction that you have between yourself and them.
Really?
Okay.
That was not even in, you know, I wasn't even studying.
In your mind. I know. But it's time that you know, because now you're not asking. Now you're just ready to receive, okay? And you have been for quite some time. It just, you know, you've kept away from it because you're, in a sense, you know, just wanting to work on yourself. And I feel you're in the right direction with that, but you're not seeing a lot of opportunity. And the opportunity is on its way.
Okay. Well, I don't think I would be prepared for this. I have some, you know, many issues right now. So I definitely didn't. I wasn't looking in that direction. But you know, my question is, okay, where I am now? It's like I have to leave. There was an incident that happened here, and I was going to ask you if you see me, you know, finding a temporary place to stay. I'm not feeling well physically also.
Oh boy.
Are you getting a lot of stomach issues?
Not too badly, not much.
Okay.
But headaches, and I feel like, you know, when I'm going to sleep, well, when I'm asleep, I have to literally get up because of, you know, palpitations, heart palpitations, and
so
I have to embrace myself,
try
to, you know, somewhat slow it down or walk around the house or,
you
know, it's just pretty overwhelming.
Panic attacks, palpitations, and
I guess
seeing your palpitations as cramps.
Cramps. And it's like I feel like, you know, and it's, you know, the cereal crack popple, was that snap, crackle, and pop? It's like that's what feels like that's going on in my head, and it's just like it's miserable. I'm not doing too good. And definitely just being here is just, you know, it's really, it's doing me in. It was my niece, she was shot.
Wow.
She's paralyzed, and where she is, she's ready to leave. You're not really, you know, giving her the best of care. And I'm just in a jam right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sweetie. Well,
do you see me leaving, though, from this place?
I'm going to tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. You are going to find a place to go to that you're going to be able to stay at. You're not going to be on the street. Okay.
You have
been trying to find ways to ensure that, you know, you have some type of roof over your head, and it is going to work for you. The place you're going to go to, you're going to get a lot of help, okay, in the right direction, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel that you're the reason I took my break, my five-minute break earlier. I had to pray for 5 minutes, yes. And I prayed for you. Mm-hmm.
You did. When you mentioned all of the, like, the someone going to, health issues, and you mentioned a few of them, and I'm like, wow, he hitting it right on the button. That sounds like what I'm, you know, having, what I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, wow.
Yeah. I sent St. Michael and Archangel Uriel your way, okay?
Yeah.
And even Gabriel I've had to come in with, but you've been prayed for and know that you will be taken care of.
Aww,
that's your message.
Okay.
And your sister is going to be okay. Huh?
Is the move going to be soon?
Oh, yeah.
We're
talking a matter of a few days here.
Then I'm going to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I've been longing for this.
You will be away from that hellhole. That's the message.
Yes, that's exactly what it is to me, a hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
So much stress I'm feeling here. I never felt like this before.
I know, sweetie. And
you
will bounce back 134 degrees, okay? You're going to do well.
In 3 days. Wow. Which way I should be heading? I'm really excited
days.
Now.
And just a few days. And you know what? Just go on faith, honey, because you know what the message is here? The good Lord has always provided for you. Maybe not right away. Maybe not when we wanted it to. You know, but has always done it at the last minute. And don't think this is anything different, because it's going to happen the same thing, okay? This time it's just going to come a little earlier.
Wow, that's a blessing. Do you see the connection? Like, who is this the person going to be that's going to, you know, direct me to this place? I don't know which way I should walk.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the weird part. You have always had problems dealing with other females that are outside of your family, so to speak. But I feel you getting help from a very good female.
And they're in the neighborhood?
I'm not sure where they are. I just see it being a female, to be honest with you. But I'm going to pray some more for you after the show, too. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, Reverend Adam. And thank you so much, Reverend Pooja. Did I pronounce it right?
No, this is Lolita. Reverend Lolita.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. You have a great night.
Thank you so much. And I'll certainly be in touch with you, too.
Okay.
You know, God bless you, too. Okay.
You
good night.
Too.
All right. Good night. Everyone thinks I'm Pooja on the internet. Are you ready? Hold on. Did I do it right? I can mute them off. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, area code 281, we have you on air. State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Claudia, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Claudia.
Hey, Claudia.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing today, Claudia?
I'm doing good.
Good. We're doing pretty good. And how may we help you, please?
I was just wondering if you had any messages for me.
Okay, Claudia. Normally we only do specific questions on the radio show, but I am getting a message from the other side for you, okay? You have never been left alone. They've always been with you. I don't know who this is, but I feel that this is someone that really cares about you and wants you to know that they're still with you. Okay. And I do see that you've had, you haven't had a lot of struggles. You've been able to always, you know, have that roof above your head and food in your stomach. But I feel that you're just tired of barely surviving and not thriving, okay? And this upcoming year is going to be the year where you're able to thrive, okay, not just survive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also, have you gone and thought about being in the entertainment industry?
No, I haven't. I haven't
thought
about that. That's
okay. Yeah, because I keep seeing the entertainment industry. I don't know where you would be placed in that, but I keep seeing the entertainment industry for you.
Okay.
So it could be singing, it could be acting, it could be advertising, entertainment, it can be any number of things associated with the entertainment industry, but that is where I see you excelling. Mm-hmm.
That is great, because I wasn't sure in what career I should go into and test out and see if it's a great fit for me.
Yeah.
I would look into that.
Understandable. Well, that is the area I see that you should be. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetie. And by the way, your romance is going to get better. Don't worry.
I wasn't even calling for that, but that's wonderful. That's amazing.
All right.
Wonderful.
You. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You'll have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. All right.
Well,
hold on 1 second. Sorry. Mhm. All right. We have area code 907. Please state your name and the place where you're calling from.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah,
we can hear you.
This is Carrie calling from Alaska.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh,
I was just about to tell Adam. I wasn't sure if you're on air or not. How are you?
Yeah, I didn't think you guys would actually be able to get to me because it was just a little bit ago when I saw you guys on. So I'm glad I got in. I just wanted to ask about a relationship situation, and I don't know what information you need in order to answer that question.
Okay. All I need is your first name, their first name, and the question itself.
Okay. My name's Carrie. It's C-A-R-R-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
And their name... Honor with an E-R.
Okay.
And I know if things are going to continue to progress forward between the two of us,
mm-hmm.
or it's a waste of time.
Or if they're going to, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a little bit of an ego, doesn't he?
I would, if someone asked me if he had an ego, I'd say it's bigger than him.
Oh, my Lord. Well, that's got to be huge. I actually feel that the ego is the last part that he has to go through. He's going to get a lesson in humility where I kind of feel like he might have already been on that pathway anyway. But, yes, it is not a waste of time, and you guys will do well. He does need to, however, separate himself from the past. And he, you know, he's been working on that for some time, so I don't even think that we have very long to go on that.
Okay. You're really good. I've talked a long time ago about this, and pretty much you told me not to give up, and I haven't, so.
Oh, wonderful. There has been progress, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he does have some past issues from his life. He's trying to change that situation or something.
Yeah. Well, he's now learning how he just has to let go of it, you know.
Okay.
You know, now that it's to the point where he can't really change it per se, but he can let go. He can heal, you know, and he's realizing that.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will tell you on another note, okay, you have had a lot of healing within yourself since we last spoke.
There's been so many changes in my life since we last spoke.
Yeah.
I got evicted, had major surgery while I was homeless.
Oh, my.
Got into a new place, just finished the college semester with A's in both classes, and things are actually okay with both of my sons. At home, one doesn't.
Wow.
So there's been a lot of changes since we talked last.
Mm-hmm.
And all for the better.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel like even the dark stuff was more of a step in a better direction, you know. So I feel that, yeah, you are on your way to success, and you're on the fast track now. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
wonderful.
You so much.
It was
thank
good
you.
Putting a voice to your name, Carrie. I always see you around. It's Lolita.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling in. I know everything's going to go well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye
now. As a special note for our listeners and callers, and for basically everyone that tunes into our show here in any form, for private readings, you can please visit howpsychic.com. That is how, as in how are you, psychic.com. And you will find very affordable prices for a lot of time and good quality with all of our psychic and spiritual advisors on howpsychic.com.
All right. Area code 352. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Area code 352. State your name and the place where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Gainesville,
yes,
Florida.
Hello.
Correct?
How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Could you give me some insight on what you see for my finances?
Okay. I'll go into that, yes. I'll give you some insight on that because I am picking up on that. But the first thing that I'm getting when you're starting to talk to me here is something in the health field, like the healthcare field. What kind of significance does that have for you?
I do laser therapy for horses and animals and bioscan laser therapy.
Okay.
And energy healing work.
Okay. I'm seeing you excelling more in that. I feel that it's been quite a bit slow for you, but it is going to get a lot better. Okay. And the animals, that's why you have so many totems around you. Okay, yeah. Did you have an animal on the other side?
Quite a few.
Okay, because they were just like all over you. They are all around you, sweetie.
Yeah, several of my own personal animals over the years, and also others that I've taken in as rescues. And.
Okay. I'm getting two main ones that are coming up. I don't know the significance behind them, but I'm seeing a wolf-like animal. So it could be like not a wolf per se, but I used to have one of them.
I actually had a wolf.
Oh, you did have a wolf.
With heart problems.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's coming up. Okay. I'm seeing him. I was thinking, well, maybe he was a husky. But yeah, he comes up as a wolf. And I'm also seeing a horse. but I don't think you own the horse.
What color? I have lost a couple horses, one this year
okay.
and one last
Wildfire. Year. Wildfire. And it's like a mixture of brown with another type of color. And I keep getting like the color Wildfire, like the name Wildfire. Not that that was the horse's name, but that was the color.
I didn't have one named Wildfire, but I had a red horse, a stallion, a thoroughbred stallion that I lost this year.
Okay. Yeah, he's around you. He wants it's you to know it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know whether it was a lightning storm or his heart just stopped and had a heart attack, but I came home and found him just laying on the
floor. Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Very cool.
Yeah, okay. Your finances, okay, to answer your question, much better next month, okay? There's going to be a lot of improvement next month around the, I want to say the 3rd to about the 7th, you're going to see a major increase. Then from there, it will carry on through the rest of the year.
Thank goodness. It's been a rough year.
I know.
Are you currently working right now?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But everything's just really slow. And I've got some things posted for sale that I've been trying to move just to help supplement while business is slow. Mm-hmm. And
understandable.
Just haven't moved yet. I had someone coming out today to buy a Sea-Doo, and they didn't show. They had some vehicle problems. Do you see that they'll come through? And they sounded pretty serious.
They will come through. Mm-hmm. They just need to make some adjustments with their life, and they will come through pretty soon.
Okay. Do you see what the healing work, the healthcare work, that I'll be doing it from the location where I am? Or will I be moving in that business, excelling in a new location?
You will be excelling in a new location, but you will be working from where you are as well.
Okay.
I feel like where you are, you'll just have like as an occasional, but eventually that will drop off altogether and you'll be fully at the new place.
Okay. Do you have any idea how long it'll be before I move from here to the new place?
I believe that we're looking at maybe just a couple of months or so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you own a stable?
Well, it's not really a stable, but like where I take in boarding horses. But I do. I am on a farm where I have horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I see you renting out, or have you rented out spaces to people?
I have not here, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be staying here. I just recently rented this and was trying to make. You know, really wasn't set up for horses, and I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering if I was moving, because I'm having a real serious problem getting the owner of the property to put anything in writing for an agreement, and I'm improving his property.
Okay.
But, you know,
because either where you are or the new place, I kind of feel it's going to be at the new place, but you're going to have room to rent out stables.
Okay. And that makes sense, because the new place that I have the option to go to that's coming open,
yeah,
30 stall barn, and this one does not.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, that's mm-hmm. confirmation. I wasn't sure if I should move and make that move or stay in this area, because
yeah,
it's a couple hours away, a different town.
I understand. Just as an extra suggestion for you, pray to Saint Expedite in order to help that move go a little bit smoother. Okay.
Okay, I will. Thank you so, so very much. You are just incredible. I enjoy
talking
to you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thanks. All right, Adam, we're going to take our last call.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hi, Mary Lou. You're on air.
Hi, Lolita. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Lou. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right. No problem. How may we help you, Mary Lou? Who?
I have a question similar to the girl, Carrie, a caller before last. I'm kind of concerned or interested in getting some feedback on my love life.
Okay.
How was this call?
Wow, your love life.
I asked about my finances, if they're going to improve. I'm going to be lying about moving from here.
Okay. I'm actually seeing that the...
Picking up, like the 3rd through the 7th of the year, and then really, really picking up and changing.
Okay. I'm actually seeing that your love life is going to be very good, okay? And I'm feeling a lot of improvement over the next week to about a week and a half. However, I feel that you're going to get closure with something from the past before that happens, okay?
With a closure with a person moving out that I thought was moving in?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I feel that there's going to be closure with that. Who knows? Maybe you're going to have closure with them, and then you're going to end up having a new relationship with them, sort of like it's being renewed. I kind of feel like it's something old that's being renewed, and it's going to get better, but there's going to be closure with the past situation with them.
That they're going to stop acting the way they act, and...
Okay. Yeah.
Because presently...
Yeah. Like, you guys are going to start the relationship from fresh ground, from a blank slate.
I would take that.
That sounds
good, because presently, not so good.
I'm like
Carrie.
Okay. Understandable.
But I couldn't
well, Mary Lou, just looks good to me.
I couldn't hear what Lolita was saying. Was she saying something about finances?
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I will tell you financially, March and April seem to be your time. The end of March, beginning of April. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll sleep good tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, everyone, we want to thank you for listening and calling in to today's show. As always, it is truly in thanks to everyone that our show grows and gets larger each and every week. We will be moving after the holidays our show over to Saturday to be our more permanent day from now on. In the meantime, we do have a few Fridays coming up still that we will be hosting the show as well. Thank you, everyone. And as always, it's an honor to have you here, Lolita. And thank you for moderating.
You're welcome. No problem. Blessings to all you guys and namaste, and have a great night. Don't forget to check out howpsychic.com and book your sessions or start your spiritual work. Have a great night.
Namaste. Good night.